salvation, redemption. Thank you, Lord. Healing. Thank you, Lord. Grace, mercy. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for favor, unmerited favor, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, just because of who you are. We thank you, God, but because of who you are, that because of who you are, we are able to be sustained, covered, carried, kept, never left. Because of who you are, God, we're able, oh God, because you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we think or ask, we are able to ask and it shall be given. We are able to seek and find, God. We're able to knock, oh God, and you open doors. This morning, we say thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you your due honor and your most due praise. This morning, Father, we love you, God. And we thank you because you love us. We repent of our sins this morning, God. And we ask that you send a word in us and through us into the people, oh God, that will sustain, oh God. Sustain, oh God, that we might walk in the word, oh God, that he that has begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody say amen this morning. We bless the Lord, oh, our soul this morning and all that is within us. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for being here. Amen. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship and our covenant partners. We just bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. We bless his holy and righteous name. Amen. Good morning this morning. Amen. We thank you again for joining us, and we're going to go ahead and declare and decree what God has given us to declare and decree in and of our lives through our mission, our vision, and our motto this morning. And beginning with our mission this morning, come on somebody with me, to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And we thank God, amen. Thank you, Lord. With our vision, we make sure that we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Come on, somebody, living in excellence. I want you to go ahead, if you're out there, and type it in. Living in excellence, I want you to go ahead and say, we walk in expectation. Come on, give God a praise where you are right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're looking for a breakthrough this morning. Somebody needs a breakthrough this morning. Somebody say, I need a breakthrough, and it's coming. We're looking for that breakthrough, and we're trusting God that that breakthrough is going to come this morning. Amen. I need a breakthrough this morning. And it's coming. Somebody say, I need a breakthrough this morning. And it's coming. We're looking at 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter this morning. And we're going to look at a few verses there. And we're also, thank you, God, are going to look at Isaiah. Just one passage of scripture, thank you, God. Isaiah 9 and 6 this morning as well. So let's get busy with 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. The 8th through the 11th verses. Amen. And the word of God says, we're reading from the English Standard Version. If you have your Bibles, open them up and read with us. Amen. If you don't have them, just look at the screen. The elder's going to put them up for us. And it says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. But David heard of it, and went out against them. My God. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid, it says, in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up, and I will give them into your hand. And the word says, and he went up to Baal Perazim, and David struck them down. And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. Let's read that 11th again. And he went up, talking about David, to Baal Perazim, and David struck them down there. And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. Amen. Let's read, go ahead and read that 13th through 16th verses in your hearing. And the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. And when David again inquired of God, God said to him, you shall not go up after them. Go around and come against them opposite the balsam trees. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. Amen. And it says, and David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. Amen. The word of God for the people of God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise where you are. Come on. David, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, David is one who is very interesting in the word of God, and he is very dear to my heart and my spirit. Amen. Because I want to be like David. The word tells us that David himself was a man after God's own heart. And in this passage of scripture, we're looking at the David yet at battle with the Philistines. Amen. If we can recall, come on, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king, that's that 8th verse again, over all Israel, the word says all the Philistines went up to search for David. They already knew who David was. Remember, they had a history with David. First off, if I can remind you, that David and the Philistines had acquired each other. Come on. They had met in the past. When David was a young boy, remember? God sent David. Oh my God. They already knew what David and his God were capable of. So the Philistines, it says all of them came. Remember the slaying of Goliath, when God sent the young boy out to take down this giant of a caretaker, if I may say, of the Philistine army. Oh my God. But the word of God goes on to say, but David heard of it. Uh-huh. He heard of it. He heard what they were planning. They were coming for him. He heard about it and he went out against them. He didn't just sit and wait for the enemy to come and greet him. He didn't wait for the enemy to come to his camp. He didn't wait for the enemy to come for him. Amen. David went out. Oh my God. David went out, the word of God says, against them. And the word says, now the Philistines had come and they had already made a raid. They made a raid down in the valley. But David did something. He inquired of God. David knew he needed a breakthrough. Amen. David understood God. Amen. David had already walked and talked with God throughout his life. Amen. David had encountered who God was and how powerful God could be. Amen. So it says David inquired of God. And I pause there to say, when you're going through, when you're facing something, you need to stop and seek counsel with God. Amen. David sought God for counsel during this thing. Thank you, Lord. And that 10th verse reminds us, says, David inquired of God, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? David did not take God for granted at that time. He didn't assume because God allowed him to take down Goliath that God was going to allow him, come on, Jesus, to take out this army. David didn't assume, you see, anything about God. He sought God for what? Counsel. David knew when every time he needed a breakthrough, he knew that that breakthrough was coming, but he had to go to that breakthrough in the right manner. He couldn't just break through himself, you see. Come on, God. David held back, and David allowed God to take the reins. David allowed God to move, amen? And even when it told us that David heard about it and went out against them, David went with God with him. David went seeking God. David went asking God. David went being led by God. Amen? My God. David inquired of God. This is one of the reasons why David was coined or has been coined. God called David a man after his own heart. Because God, David sought him. David made sure that his decisions were lined up with what God's will was. David trusted God enough to remember every time where God had taken him from in the past and where God had brought him to. David remembered when he stepped out of line how God pulled him back in. Amen? Through God, David had made was made a big man now. He was no longer the young boy with his first experience of war. David sought God for counsel in all of his efforts. And we have to seek God in our efforts. We have to be like David and seek God in our hopes. We have to be like David. Whatever we are facing or faced with, we have to believe that the breakthrough is going to come. Amen? Because the things we are facing today, tomorrow, amen? The things of yesterday. We have sought God for a breakthrough. Many of us need a breakthrough, and we need to understand that the breakthrough is coming. Amen? I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming. You need to speak that word in your life today. I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming. Somebody, come on. I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming. Whatever you are facing right now, your children may be far away. You can't get to them. You can't reach them. But you need to say, I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming. You need to believe that you're going to hear from them no matter what's going on. That job seems like you're about to lose it. I need a breakthrough, God. You need to believe that the breakthrough is coming. Amen. Oh my God. Whoever I'm talking to this morning, your business seems like it's about to fail. You just got this business started. And here comes this thing, this pandemic, and it causes a disruption in the atmosphere. Come on, God. And I need a breakthrough, God, but I need to believe that my business isn't going under. And if it slips a little bit, that breakthrough, God is going to pull it back out. Amen? I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming. David didn't take God and his goodness for granted. And we can't take God and his goodness for granted. We've got to believe that every time we need a breakthrough, God is going to come through. But we have to understand when he comes through with the will for our life. Amen? Let me make you understand this about David. Though he was a man after God's own heart, though he was favored by God throughout his life, as many of us know we are, David still had some trials. David still had some tribulations. David still had, you know, if David didn't have any issues, he wouldn't have been seeking God for counsel. He wouldn't have been looking for that breakthrough. He'd have just took for granted that it was going to happen one way or the other. Amen? Come on, God. I need a breakthrough, God, and it's coming this morning. Come on, God. David well understood that every breakthrough that was coming had to be and would be the will of God for his life. We go on down, the Lord said to him in that 10th verse, go up and I will give them into your hand. We don't forget about those Philistines now. If you go on up there, I'm going to give them in your hand. David asked God first, will you give them into my hand? Will you trust me, God, to take them out? Will you help me, God, to take them out? Will you be there with me, God, to take out my enemy? And the Lord said, go ahead. Go up and I will give them into your hand. That means you're coming out on top, David. And I don't know what David I'm talking to this morning. Oh, you need to go ahead and ask the Lord, will you give this situation over into my hand, God? And you need to hear from God. You need to listen for God to speak to you. Amen? And the 11th verse reminds us, it says he went up to Baal, Perazim. And David struck them down there. God came through. God does not make a promise that he's not going to keep. Amen? David didn't make up what God was going to do for him. David sought God and he waited for God to give him the route and the answer to his breakthrough. Amen? And David said, God, bring that up out that 11th verse. God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. God, David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. God has broken through my, God has to be able to use you to move the enemy out of the way. God has to be able to use you to restructure that thing that needs to be fixed. God has to be able to use you. David said, God has done this thing. He has broken through the enemy, but he used my hands. Amen. He used me to get back. He used me to get through. Oh my God, I need a breakthrough and it's coming. Come on, God. God did this thing. And that's what you have to remember. Whatever you went through before, that God did that thing. How he brought you out. God did that thing. How he saved you and redeemed you. God did that thing. God gave you the breakthrough. Amen? Oh my God. Somebody out there is dealing with the need of a breakthrough even right now. You're not sure which way it's going to go. You're not sure what's going to happen next. You're not sure, and you're not very sure. Come on, God. Your anchor may not be holding tight, oh God. Oh God, with that solid rock, Jesus Christ. But David understood that all of us need God to get us through, amen? And not let me remind us that all of us need God to get us through these perilous times. Oh my God, there's so much anxiety and weight on the people of God and the world and the nation at large. Amen. So much weight on your spirit. You walking around and it feels like a thickness. And anxiety, amen? It feels like I just don't feel well. And I don't know why I don't feel good, but I just don't feel good. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just doesn't understand. I'm not sure what's going on, but I need a breakthrough, God. But you need to understand when you speak it. God, I need a breakthrough. And God, I believe it's coming. Amen. God, I need a breakthrough. And I believe it's coming. Amen. A breakthrough. How am I going to get through? Let's look. The word breakthrough. Thank you, God. The word breakthrough simply means a situation. And in this instance with David, we're looking at a military situation, a situation where an offensive force has broken through an enemy. Thank you, Lord. Defensive line, a situation where an offensive force has broken through an enemy defensive line. That's a breakthrough. Amen. Look at this. The one being offended overtakes the offender. Come on, God. Don't you want to be the one that overtakes the offender? You being offended, but you able to overtake the offender. David was being offended. Remember the Philistine army? Thank you, God. The Philistine army came for him. Oh, my God. The Philistine army came for David, my God. He was being offended, but God caused the breakthrough so that what happened was, oh my God, come on, Jesus. David being offended overtook the offender. But remember what David said. He says, God has given the breakthrough. God has caused this thing to happen. Amen. Come on, give him a praise right here for me. If you've gotten a breakthrough and you know you've had a breakthrough, come on. If you need a breakthrough, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Go ahead and let me see you say it. Hear you breakthrough. Come on, breakthrough. Breakthrough. Come on. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. And we go back to 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. We're still here. And we're looking now at that 13th verse. The verse says, and the Philistines yet again. I want you to see that. The Philistines, thank you, God. Excuse me. The Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. Thank you, Lord. They yet again made a raid in the valley. One more time. You see, they'd already done it once. I want you to understand that. God did give David victory over that. Now, what I didn't share with you, you need to go back and read that chapter, amen, is that when David overtook them the first time, what happened was they were so busy running and getting out of there that they left their gods, G-O-D-S, lowercase, they left theirs and David burned them up. Amen. Nobody can burn up our God. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that this morning, that our God is the fire. Amen. The fire. Oh, amen. The Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, God. But in that 13th verse, and the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. Here they come again. They haven't given up. Understand this, that when your breakthrough comes, something else may be right behind it. The enemy is not going to let you feel like you have the victory. Don't you let him fool you. You do have the victory. You have conquered this thing, but he will some way, somehow bring up something else. Amen. Where it looks like that same thing coming back at you. But what you need to understand was, like David, he still sought God for counsel. Okay, God already showed me how to take y'all out. So I'm going to just take y'all out again. No. God has already brought me through this situation. He's already given me a breakthrough through this thing that looks the same. And here it comes again. So I'm just going to go ahead and do what God showed me to do before. No, you still have to go back. It says the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. And when David again inquired of God, God said to him, he went back again, you shall not go up after them. You see how the instructions changed? So whatever situation you were in before, God may change the route that he wants you to take to get past that thing this time. See, you mess around and miss your breakthrough because you're not inquiring of God. You're not seeking counsel on every situation. The word of God says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The word of God says, oh my God, seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things, oh God, will be added unto you. But David understood this. The Philistines came yet again. Can you imagine David, like many of us? Seems like every time I come out of this thing, out of one thing, then here comes another. How many of y'all have from one thing to the other? The difference is, again, many of us are not like David. David, the man after God's own heart. David, who continually sought God before he approached any and every situation. We've got to bring God into everything. We've got to allow God to lead us in every way. Oh my God, we sometimes want to jump. Don't jump. Be still, what? And know I'm God. We can't jump before considering God. Because God needs to consider us. God already, you see, let's go. 14th verse again, come on. When David again inquired of God, remember here come the Philistines again. When he again inquired of God, God said this time. See, God doesn't say the same thing every time. But he said this time, you shall not, don't you go. Don't go up after them. That's not the route I'm taking you. God could see through the mountains that David was facing. He says, go around and come against them opposite the balsam trees. You see, God sets you up for a breakthrough that springs a surprise on the enemy. While you facing that mountain that those enemies are on, God is seeing through that mountain. He is taking you around the mountain and he is bringing you up on the old folks used to say, coming up on the rough side of the mountain. You got to go around. There's some work involved. You got to go a different direction. There's a detour here to get you to the right place, to make sure that you get on the road to your what? To your breakthrough. So God yet again heard David, and he counseled David with these instructions. The 15th verse says, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, it says, when you hear the sound of marching, when you hear the enemy coming, I'm not going to let him slip up on you, because we know he'll come like a thief in the night that you're not expecting. But God says, when you hear him coming, see, I'm going to put you in a position strategically so that you can hear him coming. So you see, wherever God placed David and his army, he says, I want you to go up, oh my God, on the opposite side of the balsam trees. And when you hear the sound of marching, those balsam trees, I imagine, were serving as some kind of a microphone or something to cause that sound, amen, to come up. God said, when you hear the marching of the, oh God, in the tops of the balsam trees, God says, when you hear, then go out to battle. Don't you step out there until God tells you to move. Don't you try to make your breakthrough happen. You wait for God to bring the breakthrough. Don't you try to force it, amen? You wait for God to lead it and to guide it. He's already setting it up. Why? It says, God continued to tell, guess what else he told David? He said, when you hear, then go out. Why? Why, God? If you want to ask him a question, he says, for God has gone out before you. He says, I'm already out there. I'm already ahead of you. I'm already on the other side of your breakthrough. I set your breakthrough up before your issue presented itself. I set your breakthrough up before that sickness or that illness came. I set your breakthrough up on the other side of your dismissal from your job. I set your breakthrough up, oh my God, to be healed of COVID-19 before it was even imagined in the minds of man. I set your breakthrough up. Come on, Jesus. Oh my God. To walk away from cancer. To, oh my God, to denounce, oh God, lupus. I set your breakthrough up. He says, why? For I've already gone out before you. I'm already there, daughter. I'm already there, son. I'm already where you need to get to. I'm already there. But the intricate thing about God, the complicated thing about God that we can't understand, he says, I'm already going before you. But guess what? While I'm going before you, I'm still right here with you. Because I promised you, I never leave you, what? Nor forsake you. Come on, God. Somebody said, he won't forsake me. My breakthrough is here. Come on, somebody. I needed that breakthrough, and it came. Come on. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Don't miss this. Word says, and David did as God commanded him. That's key. That's serious right there. That's key. Says, David did as God commanded him. David didn't go his own way. Come on. It said he did as God commanded him. That's simple. That's easy. He did what God told him to what? To do. He followed God's what? Instructions. And sometimes we miss our breakthrough because we're trying to follow somebody else's what? Instructions. We're trying to come up with something in our own mind. And people say to God, let me just say this to us. Because we quick to say, God told me that. God said that. But let me tell you, if it doesn't line up and it's not in order, God didn't tell you that. If it's something that's going to cause you hurt, harm, or danger, God didn't tell you that. If it's something that's going to disrupt the kingdom of the Most High, God didn't tell you that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. We've got to get in order. In order. We've got to get in order. In order that we might be saved. Thank you, Lord. It says David did as God commanded him. He followed God's instructions. He trusted that this God, the same God that took me with my little self up to that giant and said, hey, you going down? This same God, this mighty God, this almighty God, oh, he who had brought me through before, Oh, my God, he who has supplied my every need, come on, Jesus, put on David's shoes just a little bit right now. David did as God commanded him. The same God who had protected his army and his territory, the same God who had given the enemy over before. Oh, my God, the same God is going to give the enemy over again. This God who allowed me to destroy their gods. This God. Look at David. Just look at David for a moment. Look at David, who the father of Solomon. David, who the father of the wisest man ever to be born. David, who desired to build a temple from God, for God, but was denied. And God told him, you're not going to build that temple. Your son is going to build that temple. David followed God's instruction. He could have went ahead with that. David, look at David, the young boy, now a man, whom God had used to slay a giant, who had armies on the run from him oneself. Look at David, who in 2 Samuel, my God, again he planned to build the temple, but God told him, no, that's not for you. Oh my God, that's not what you're supposed to do. When God denied him that honor, guess what David did? He didn't get hard with God. He didn't resent God. He didn't resent the idea of his seed being the one to do the thing that he see right there. That thing dropped in David's spirit and he thought it was what he was supposed to do. And God said, no, that's not for you. But what David did was set Solomon up. He began to orchestrate some things and put some things in place so that the work wouldn't be so tyrant on his child. Come on, God. Look at David, who desired to have Bathsheba, who was not his. He desired another man's wife. Come on. See, I need you to know David wasn't perfect, but David kept getting breakthroughs. He desired her for himself so much that he had her husband killed on the line. Man out there fighting the war for you and you having what? Killed. Look at David, my God. Oh, my God, who had to leave Jerusalem when one of his other sons, Absalom, oh, God, turned on him and he plotted to kill his father. Amen. Look at David. But David knew every situation, even when he desired Bathsheba. Oh, my God. And she, oh, my God. God had to take a child from them because he got that child out of the will of God. Look at David, who still stuck with God. Man, now he stuck with God. Even through his wrong, God had to chastise him. And when God has to chastise us, we have to still know our breakthrough is coming. David took what God had to, oh God. When he sent the prophet Nathan and told him to his face, you're wrong. David stuck with God. And God turned that situation, and eventually here came Solomon. Thank you, God. David had to cry out to God all of his life for a breakthrough. And we've got to keep crying out to God. Don't feel tired. Don't get no ways tired. Be not weary in your well-doing. These things are going to come to pass. I'm going through the day, Pastor. I went through yesterday, Pastor. You hold fast to God's unchanging hand. David had to cry out all his life. But guess what? David is that same David, the king and ancestor to the King of Kings. David is that same David whose ancestral line was promised to bring to us our Lord and Savior. Look at David. Look at David. And Isaiah prophesied that thing in Isaiah 9 and 6. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah prophesied the breakthrough that the timeline of David's life. He prophesied the things that David had to go through. Out of that line would come one who would benefit us all. That's the breakthrough. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look at David now. Come on, God. David now. Oh, my God. As the lineage comes forth, you need to understand the breakthrough, oh, God, can continue to flow throughout your years. The breakthrough can flow through generations of your life into your children's life, your children's children's life. You need a breakthrough. You're going to have to tell them, baby, you might face some hard times. You might face some times when things just don't seem like they're moving, but you need to remind them that a breakthrough is coming. Isaiah already brought the breakthrough. Come on, God. Unto us a son was born. Unto us a son was given. The government is upon his shoulder, and his name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Prince of Peace. He is our lily in the valley. He is our lift up when we're down. He is our breakthrough when it seems like our back is against the wall. He is our joy in sorrow. He will lift us up. He will build us up. He is our breakthrough in sickness and disease. He is our breakthrough through poverty, my God. He is our breakthrough through homelessness. He is our breakthrough, oh my God. When you're hungry, he will feed you. When you're thirsty, he will give you living water to drink. He is our breakthrough. Wonderful. Counselor. Counselor. He will counsel you. He will set you up for success in salvation. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Give it to me. Success in salvation. That's what Jesus Christ has come to do. Thank you, God. I need a breakthrough. And it's coming. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I need a breakthrough. Huh? I need a breakthrough, somebody. I need a breakthrough. I need this situation, oh my God, where I'm being offended, that I can come through. I feel offended because my life is changing before my eyes and I feel like I don't have a grasp on it. I need a breakthrough because I feel like all hope is gone. I need a breakthrough because my husband is acting up. My wife is acting up. I need a breakthrough. My child is locked up. I need a breakthrough. God, come on. I'm being offended, oh God. I'm being offended. God, could you please? Will you give me over? Give this thing over to me, God. Talk to him about it. Your lawyers can't do it, I'm telling you. Your doctors can't do it. Come on, God. Seek God for counsel. And to ask God, oh, Lord Jesus, to move in every system that's been set up in the name of Jesus. Every system that's been set up from heaven down to earth, ask God to navigate your journey. Oh my God, the route you must take for the breakthrough. Because the very things you're dealing with here on earth, there is a war in the heavens that's going on trying to prevent your breakthrough. But my breakthrough is coming. Come on, God. I know it's coming, God. I declare and decree my breakthrough, oh God, has arrived. Come on, Jesus. Somebody needs this morning. Thank you, Father. We thank you now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus for this word, oh God. We ask you to pour it into the spirit of the people and to let it emulate from them, oh God, that others might receive it, oh God. Bring a breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus, lift up their hands in holy praise and cry out unto you, God, and ask you, oh God, to give this thing over into our hands. You, oh God, do this thing. We'll glorify you forever now, God. We'll give you honor, God, and praise, oh God, because of who you are, because of who you've been, and because of who you will be. Come on, somebody, say amen and amen. We're sealing the deal with God on that this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I just want to remind you of this thing as we close. I want you to reflect on a big piece of this message this morning. I need a breakthrough, and it's coming, God. But I want you to reflect on this. I need you to anticipate his arrival. We know Christ came, but we know Christ is coming again. Amen? Want to anticipate his arrival. So while you're working through the debris, oh God, of all those situations and circumstances, the leftovers, whatever, you got to clean up and move out of the way. While you're working through the debris of life and the things that have held you bound, know that God knows you need a breakthrough. And help, I tell you, is on the way. Come on, give God a praise right there. Go ahead and give him a praise right there. Amen. We give him honor this morning, glory and praise. And we thank God for yet another day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. As we are going into this season, oh God. And we're not going into a season. I'm going to take that back. As we're living in this season that God has us in, know that seasons change. Situations and circumstances change. And breakthroughs bring the change. Amen. Amen. We bless God for you this morning. We thank you for joining us this morning. And we just want to say that we're just so elated about what God is doing in and of our lives. There's so much that's coming, Rhema. So much that's coming, Rhema. And we want you to just hang in there with God. Hang in there with God. God is going to do some new things. Amen. He's already doing those things. Amen. But we've got to make sure that we're seeking him for counsel, that we're literally talking to him and asking him to give these situations over into our hands, oh God. He says, when we receive power, after that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon us. God, Christ left us with power to deal with these things, amen, and to be able to go forward. So this morning we say, good morning, Father, good morning, Son, good morning, Holy Spirit. I will bless the Lord at all times, and I know that his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and I hope that you are the humble, and you will hear thereof and be glad. Amen. Amen. Come on, give him one more praise with us this morning. Amen. This morning, we just bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. There may be someone listening, watching, hearing, that needs to be doing. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we tell you that's the breakthrough you need. If you're going through something, that's the breakthrough that you're looking for. If your heart is heavy, that's the breakthrough that's going to come. Amen. If you're feeling weighted down, that's the breakthrough that's going to bring it through. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Word of God reminds us of this. I want you to pray this prayer with us. Father, I repent of my sins. I bless you, O God, and I give you glory, Lord. But I repent of my sins, O God, and I repent, O God, that I have not yielded to you. Because your Word, O God, declares and decrees for me that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you, God, raised him from the dead, you said I'm saved. And this morning, God, I say thank you, and I receive my salvation. Come on. Come on. If you've received your salvation this morning, this is your first time praying this prayer, we want you to go ahead and let the world know I am saved. Amen. Even if you're already saved, let the world know I am saved. Amen. Amen. And if you need counsel, amen, we ask that you drop us a message in our inbox. You can message myself. You can message Elder Harris. You can message any member of our fellowship team. And we will reach out, and we will encourage you, and we will help you to learn. Because Rhema is a ministry that we empower the people of God through outreach. So we're reaching out to you right now through teaching. We want to teach you what it's going to take to stay steadfast. Amen. through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And we know in these COVID times, we may not physically be fellowshipping, but we are fellowshipping anyhow. And we thank God for making ways for us to communicate beyond that physical means. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If this has been a blessing to you, we ask that you do go to our Facebook page, that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com, our church's webpage. And if God so leads you to bless us, amen. My tithers, my offering givers, we thank God for you. Continue to allow God to bless your life. Amen. For what you sow, he will give back to you, pressed down, shaken together. Amen. And he shall have men give into your bosom. Amen. Until next week or the next time, we say to God be the glory for the things that he has done. And remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of the Most High God. Rhema, amen, amen. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.